KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Good afternoon. The NFL tried something new yesterday, a Super Bowl, but without the Seattle Seahawks. This has not been attempted in 3 years. The experiment was a failure in the Seattle market, where viewership declined. What was of local interest yesterday were a couple of Super Bowl ads. You saw them, Todd.
I sure did, Bill.
Todd Bishop watches Super Bowls for the tech news site GeekWire. First of all, now, you know when the Drake song Hotline Bling came out.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
You could hear the cell phone companies calling Drake's agent on their cell phones, negotiating Super Bowl ads. It must have been a sweepstakes. And the winner was Bellevue-based T-Mobile. So,
that's right.
Right? So set this up, Todd. What is T-Mobile trying to accomplish with the ad that I'm about to play?
So T-Mobile has emerged as the successful underdog in the wireless carrier business, surpassing Sprint, taking on AT&T and Verizon, and they're really poking at those larger rivals in this spot.
Right. Okay, so here's the visual. It starts with Drake in his lime green Hotline Bling cube, if you haven't seen the original music video. Can we tweet that out? Okay, we'll tweet it out to you because it's worth a look. You should see it anyway. It's just pop culture.
That's right.
Okay, at KUOW, we'll tweet that. So you have Drake in that cube, and then the reps from the other evil cell phone companies come up, and they're making Drake change his lyrics.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Perfect. Here are the changes.
I love changes.
When you say call me on my cell phone, just add device eligible for upgrade after 24 months.
Genius.
I'm so glad. And after going places where you don't belong, add Mexico and Canada are not included.
I've told a lot of people I'm from Canada, but...
I lied.
You know what? Also, you need to include that streaming music will incur data charges, so just slip that in there.
Yeah, sneak that in there.
Fantastic idea.
And you can't say you got exactly what you asked for because we never give them what they ask for.
Unless they ask for hidden fees.
Oh, they're evil. So, Todd Bishop, how did T-Mobile do with this ad?
I think they did well. T-Mobile has really been playing that part of poking at the industry giants, and everybody hates the complicated cell phone bills. This has been T-Mobile's game as part of its Un-Carrier initiative for about the past 2 years under CEO John Ledger, you know, at least promising to simplify things. And I think this ad really drove that home.
The second and final Super Bowl ad I'll play you was from Amazon pushing its Echo device. Why is this device so important to Amazon, Todd?
Echo contains the Alexa virtual assistant, which is essentially Amazon's response to Cortana and Siri from Apple and Microsoft. And this really is a fascinating move by Amazon to get into artificial intelligence. And I have a hunch that they're going to be using Alexa as the foundation for another push. This is my speculation in the future back into the smartphone business, trying to recover from their debacle of a Fire Phone launch about a year ago.
Okay. Yeah. Amazon is that cylinder with the lights on it. And you say, Alexa, I want this. And it responds to you.
That's right.
This is the ad, the Super Bowl ad from yesterday. Pitchman Alec Baldwin. He's at a party. I think he's hosting the party and he's Super Bowl party. He's fighting with ex-quarterback Dan Marino.
It's my Amazon Echo. I can stream music, order things, and watch this. Alexa, turn on the lights.
Wow.
Breaded wings? You're blowing it, bro.
Alexa, how many championships has Dan Marino won?
Dan Marino has won 0 championships.
Alexa, how many Oscars has Alec Baldwin won?
Alec Baldwin has won 0
Alexa, stop. Well played, Marino.
And you got Missy Elliott's there, Jason Schwartzman there. So how did Amazon do?
You know, I think Amazon did well on this too. Echo has actually proven to be a surprisingly popular device. One of the reasons is that Amazon has regularly been issuing new features for it, among other things, the ability to play music through it and all sorts of things that they are showcasing in that ad. So it really got it across. And I think it was fascinating. This was Amazon's first ever national Super Bowl ad. So it was interesting that they chose to focus on this technology and this device. And I think that speaks to their future plans to take it much bigger.
Okay, briefly, I know that you talk to a cell phone and you talk to Alexa, but why is this... This seems a long way to, from a smartphone to me. What do you mean by your claim?
It does. I think Alexa will be the foundation, at least one of the foundational features of a future smartphone should Amazon go that direction. I think they're really basically developing the technology and the fan base now, and then they'll use that as momentum to get back into the smartphone business.
Despite the fire going out quite quickly.
Exactly.
Okay, last thing, Todd Bishop with GeekWire. Amazon is driving something around Seattle called the Treasure Truck. They sell stuff at a discount out of this truck. I use Amazon online sometimes. This seemed like a waste of fuel to me. What am I missing?
This is Amazon showing a bit of its personality. This Treasure Truck was delayed by about 7 months. They said they wanted to get the experience right. But the idea is essentially you order it on your mobile phone and it's a surprise. And then you go and pick up a heavily discounted device. In this case, it was a GoPro Hero 4, which normally sells for about $430. It was only $179, and it sold out in 45 minutes. I think this is Amazon showing its personality in a way that they haven't in the past, and I would not be surprised to see this roll out beyond Seattle to other communities across the country.
Still seems like a rolling discount bin to me.
It is.
You know,
but
it is.
It is. They liken it to an ice cream truck for adults. So if you're a kid and you don't like ice cream trucks, maybe you're an adult who doesn't like the Treasure Truck. I think it's something where you have to sort of set aside the actual business value and just look at it as something that's a little bit fun.
Throw in turkey in the straw and I might chase that thing. Todd Bishop from GeekWire, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bill.